Our challenge is always the early hours of the morning, which is, you know, the gap between service trains stopping and then starting again. We run snow and ice treatment trains around, and what they do is they scrape ice off the live rail, which provides power to trains, and they lay an anti-ice fluid on top. The challenge we face is that we can do that, but then if it sleets or snows, it just sits on top of the anti-ice and creates a sort of another barrier to trains drawing power. So we've got to really keep on top of things, run those anti-ice trains. We run empty trains through the night as well. So if you live by the railway in Kent, you may see darkened trains flying past your house at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's what they are. But certainly, while these temperatures remain as they are, while the snow remains on the ground, I'd always advise people to check before they travel.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to do at least what half your journey and then get stuck trying to get back, do you?
Well, we would normally, so we work with Southeastern to make sure that we don't put people in that situation. So we won't open a line unless we're confident we can get a train all the way there. Now, I'm not going to say that that doesn't sometimes happen. There are occasions where we open a line, everything looks good, and then it either snows or ice freezes over halfway through the day. But we try as much as we can to make sure that doesn't happen. And that's why we're issuing messages saying check before you travel, or in extreme circumstances, don't travel.